welcome to the Fairly Bold podcast. My name is Eugenia, but you can call me E. Today, I have an incredible episode. I have one of my favorite people join me today. She's one, I don't like to call her friend. I feel like we are sisters, so I feel like friend is dishonoring our relationship a little bit. How is it that they say sister from another mistress? My friend, my amazing friend, Estefania Matheson, she used to be my co-host in a previous podcast, and I knew that for today's topic, I had to bring her in because she's one of the wisest people I know, and she just really is great conversation whenever she's in the room. So welcome, Estefania. Tell me a quickie about yourself.
First of all, thank you so much for that incredible, incredible welcome to your show, to your podcast. I am extremely proud of you. I have always been. And yes, so hello, everyone. My name is Estefania Matheson, just like you just said. So a little bit about me. I am a daughter. I am a wife. I am a nurse. I work in a labor and delivery unit at a hospital. And the reason why I'm mentioning all of these, it's because I am at a moment in my life in which, honestly, these three things are the ones that make me just want to be the best version of myself every day.
We met so many years ago, and something that hasn't changed, and correct me if I'm wrong, is your passion for health, which is, and I feel like I've said it before in another episode, when you're passionate about the outcome, then the process, you don't become addicted to the process. So you are passionate about health, and that's why I ask you to come here, because you do have biological training and human training, and you've seen people at their worst, especially during COVID, even though we're not going to talk about it, but you have seen them. And even though we're not talking about nursing today, I do want to bring that up so people understand why I think your perspective on this topic is so important.
No, definitely. Actually, since we're talking about this, the topic today is going to be boundaries, and especially self boundaries. And it's 100% involved with my job. You are right. Even though it is not part of the things that we study in the science books during my classes for nursing school, but it's definitely, especially, you know, in labor and delivery, where it's mostly women. And at that moment, they're very vulnerable, and boundaries come and they play such a big role into that entire experience and in general towards how we live our lives. Boundaries have to be there, and it's tough because in society at past times, women didn't have to have boundaries of any type because they didn't have any rights for boundaries. And now that we do, sometimes we may find ourselves a little bit lost about how to find these boundaries.
The first time I thought about this, and it was a couple of years ago, it was my friend Anili. I had my cousin staying with me for a while, and she likes painting. And my friend Anili gave her a canvas, a white canvas, and said that it was a metaphor for life. And that life was like a canvas, that you can have your lines and your guidelines, and you can color inside of it and be completely free and completely creative and create beautiful work of art as long as you stay within your boundaries. And I was like, oh, this is interesting, especially because we tend to think of boundaries as if they're something that are going to limit us. Because now we used to be so constricted before, so now we want to be powerful and limitless, and we want to be amazing, and we don't want to limit ourselves, which we do sometimes. So the first thing is there a difference between boundaries and limits?
I think that there's definitely a difference between boundaries and limits. Boundaries is something that you set up, I believe, more as to protect yourself, and limits is something that you create to limit yourself. That's how I see it. But definitely, I think overall, boundaries is something that, regardless if you're a man or a woman, you need to set for yourself in order to be able to live a joyful life, you know, without things to happen that you didn't want them to happen.
Now that you talk about it, I think that a good way of identifying this, and I'm going to give the official definition of boundaries so people can understand what's our starting point. But I think that a great way to look at it is that boundaries come from love and limits come from fear.
100% agreed with that. I love it.
So let's look at the definition of boundaries. As we said, this doesn't substitute psychological counseling or therapy. This is just a tool for you to be healthier and to improve your well-being. So take it as friends giving you advice based on a lot of research, based on experience, personal experience, but we are not trying to substitute a professional therapist. That's a little disclaimer that we want to make. So Psychology Today puts boundaries like this. The whole point of having boundaries is so that we can contain ourselves within the parameters of where I stop and others begin. So it's really about keeping others out as much as it is about defining who you are and what you think. And I love that definition.
I think that that definition gives justice to what boundaries is. So I'm glad that you even defined it, because that way I know that I wasn't that far. I was right there.
It's true. And people might think, why do I need boundaries? I know who I am. Because you can know who you are, but sometimes it's everything, it's ideas. So the first point for boundaries is that boundaries are for order and protection. And I read this amazing analogy between boundaries, personal boundaries, and state boundaries. So you have Florida, and you know where Florida ends. It doesn't mean that Florida is keeping all the states out. It just means that this is where Florida ends. So for government purposes, it just gives order and sense. And when you are driving, you know, like, okay, now I'm exiting Florida, and you can see that you are in a different space. So that's the point of boundaries. It's not limits. It's not saying, oh, there shouldn't be boundaries within states. We should all be a big state, because that's unrealistic given the fact that states are so different. So that's number one.
That I loved it. That makes so much sense. I think that it's also caring, you know, it's caring a little bit about yourself. I mean, not to be terrible, but you know, what happens in the state of Florida, kind of like, you don't want it to be worse than what happens in any other state. You know, it's a way of caring for yourself. Definitely. I love it. I love it. I think it has to help with like relationships and building better ones. I'm pretty sure.
And as a Christian, sometimes I have this conflict, because we are called to service and to sacrifice. And I used to feel very conflicted between giving of myself and being sacrificial and loving people and setting boundaries. I wouldn't want to close someone down just because they are entering my boundary. You know, I didn't want to make it about me. So then I started doing some research, and it turns out that it's even biblical having boundaries, because even Jesus, he retired sometimes to just pray and be alone, and he needed time to pray, and that was his time to recharge. So that's another great reason, whether you're a Christian or not. It's wise. It's wise to have those boundaries and to know where you end. So when you are in, when you are serving, and when you are with others, you can be the best, I don't like this expression, the best version of yourself.
Why don't you like it? I like it. It's just, what about just taking it literal? Be the best version of yourself. Why not?
Right. Okay, let's take it literal. And it's all about being the best. Yeah, the best, the person that you were called to be. That you were put on this earth to be a certain way. And if you don't take those boundaries, you're not going to be able to live to that fullest potential or that fullest calling. Because I don't like the best version of myself, because that is also used to justify mean behavior, because this is who I am. But we do need to try to be our best performance, like an athlete. We do need to be in our best.
Exactly. Of course, in my opinion, if it's justifying bad behavior, then you really, really, really don't know what, you know, doing good is. But I see exactly what you're saying. Don't get me wrong, for sure. You would hope to be the best. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, you're right. I guess the best version of yourself, if we take it literal.
Something that you probably know by now is that I love doing research and reading what smarter people have said. I came across this quote by Dr. Henry Cloud. He's an author. He says, clear boundaries communicate who we are and what our life's purpose is. So when you set boundaries, you need to question who you are. So there's an uncomfortable part of setting boundaries. And we're going to get to it in a minute, because it is an uncomfortable process. It can make you question a lot of things. It can make you feel like, you know, the Matrix. Everything I believed is not necessarily right. Why do I believe what I believe, right? But once you go through that process and you really understand and you are set on your values, you are able to move forward, you know, and to accept those boundaries, not from a place of hate or from a place of aggression, but from a place of loving your purpose and your values so much. So if someone's listening and someone's like, yeah, I love it, I need boundaries, even before you explain why I needed them, I know that I need them. So in your perspective, how can we get to understand what are those boundaries?
Well, like you said, first of all, you have to look at yourself and who you are and what your values are and what you want for the world and what the best version of yourself is to you. You know, like all of these questions, and they are honestly very hard questions, but it all comes to that. Once you know what your values are, for example, my value, I value family, I value God, I value my relationship with you, my relationship with Adrian, my husband, I value, you can value honesty, you can value, you know, anything. And then you have to determine and define, what do you allow? So me, let's say in my example, I love family. That is one of my values. Then what I allow in my life is people who honor families, their family, that they understand the respect that I have for my own family. I'm taking this as an example, but it could be anything else. Then you have to establish. So now you know what you love. Now you know what, who the people that you like. This is very general. Then you also have to know what you allow, but you're not comfortable with. So it's fine. They could be in your circle. Like there's like, you still love them for who they are. But when the topic of family comes up, you know, you disagree in that aspect. Okay. You know, these are people who you allow, but you are not comfortable with, for people who don't care about family in this example of family. And lastly, you need to determine what you simply don't allow. So those are the people that, yes, you can be in my circle of friends. I still love you for exactly who you are, but you are not to disrespect my family. And that's where I draw my line. I say, now that becomes to me, that is my value. That is where I set my boundary. I said, this is my family. This is my boundary. You don't get to disrespect this side. And that's what makes me feel good and makes it helps me sleep at night. But it's so deep because that goes to everything. And then you question absolutely everything if you want to, you know? So it goes a little deeper. That's why I do agree kind of with the best version of yourself. You just have to have really clear what your values are and who the best version of yourself is, who your goal is to become in 5 years. Wow, got deep there. Anyway.
I love that, having that goal. Sometimes people think, oh, I don't know what I want to be in 5 years, but we're not talking about things, material things.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with what job I have or how many kids I have. No, no, no. It has to do with who Estefania in 5 years, what do I want to be? Who do I want to be? I want to be better.
And even with the conversation of race today, a lot of people can ask, do I value human life? Is that a value to me? Then I'm not going to tolerate someone saying just racist stuff in front of me because that's my value. So that goes to show, what do I tolerate? What I don't even accept. And I'm talking racism because that's something that a lot of people have in their minds, but it can be huge. It applies to everything, really.
Of course. No, I 100% agree. So that is, I'm going to repeat it because it's just 4 simple steps. And since I involved the example so much. So remember that you have to set up your values. So what are your values? Then what you allow. After you establish what you allow, but what you're not comfortable with, And then lastly, what you simply don't allow. That's it. I know, just like you said it, it applies to everything, and it could be so deep as well.
There's something that you always tell me, and I need, because this conversation can lead to being very strict and being very square-minded.
Yes.
You always tell me you have to stay flexible. So I wanted to speak a little bit on that, that you can have your boundaries and how those flexibility come into play. Because if you just want to have things your way and never able to accommodate a little bit, so how does flexibility come in, and how do you know that you're being extremely flexible, that you are just enabling bad behavior?
I think, honestly, I'm going to be very honest here. I think that we're never going to be certain of it. But it all comes to, remember that we were talking about, who do I want Estefania in 5 years to be? So, for example, this is an example, but let's say I'm having an argument with my husband. Let's go back to the family example. Okay, so I had an argument with my husband because he disrespected my family. Now, remember, I established that boundary that I do not allow people who do not disrespect my family. But now this is my husband we're talking about. You know, it's not someone that I can just toss in the trash. So I think that's where your flexibility opens and starts. And remember, boundaries come from love. Okay, so when I am establishing this boundary with Adrian, remember, this is an example, but when I'm establishing, it comes from love. So that's where that flexibility, I would say, comes in. And 5 years from now, because we had an argument of him disrespecting my family, when in context, you know, someone disrespected him, for example, the flexibility comes in when you allow that to happen and you set it straight with love for it not to happen again.
And so, that's communication. And I feel like that has to be our next guest podcast together, because that is I feel like once you have your boundaries, you need to know how to communicate them. So hold your horses. I feel like this is a great conversation coming. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure.
You are super friendly with people on social media. I feel like maybe people don't know that about you, but if you want to go follow her, when can people connect and keep this conversation? Maybe tell you, hey, your process helped me so much. I now have my boundaries. My life's going to be better. When can go people say thank you?
That would be absolutely incredible. So my Instagram account is Miss Estefi MV. I'm going to spell that, okay? Because it's a little complicated. MissEstefyMV. That's my Instagram account. Promise I'll make one simpler for next podcast. Of course. Thank you so much, Mumi. I love you for having me here. I am so proud of you. You know it, that you are bound to do great things. And I am always super proud of you. And I look up to you in so many ways. You are so talented. I love you. Thank you for having me, my love.
I can wait for the next time. You are a great person to talk to. And thank you for listening to this episode. Please, let's keep the conversation going. There's a blog post for this episode, so you can read about it. Some people are listeners, some people are readers. So the blog post has some other stuff that the audio doesn't have. So I think I like them both. I can choose. It's like choosing between your favorite child. You just don't do that.
You don't.
Just go to fairlybold.com. You can connect with me at Eugenia Morgado, and this is hard to spell. So I'm going to leave everything down below. You have my contact information at the blog. You have the email, whatever you want. Let's just keep the conversation going. This is for you, so you can serve other people better when you are better. Bye-bye.